Bad World by Andrew McFing. Music by Mystery X. A Bad World. 9 days without sleep. Chip Hollow dug his fingers across his skin, trying to keep the bugs off of him. In the corner of his basement, he lay against the wall. He knew sleep was coming, and he was out of adrenal meth. In his hand was a wicked-looking combat knife. His mind whirled with paranoid forecasts. The world was coming to an end, and he wanted some more adrenometh. A metal straw, two mostly spent lighters, and a rolled-up bit of tinfoil were in his shirt pocket, close to his still rapid-firing heart. The voices that had haunted him for the last 3 days were silent now. He bent forwards to lap from the bucket of lukewarm water he had filled a couple days ago. A electrical spark surged up from the floor and spun in crackling circles. Chip tensed and got up to his feet. The thing buzzed at him.
Never sleep.
Chip fell, tripping over the bucket. He saw the water rush ahead of him towards the electrical being. He was certain the impact of the water on that thing would fry him to death. But he was too weak to get up and clear before the water and creature met. The thing exploded into burnt hair-smelling smoke that filled the room. It invaded Chip's mouth and throat. He lay his head down and coughed violently. Upstairs, the phone was ringing again as Chip fell into a deep, trembling sleep. Outside, across the street from Chip's two-bedroom house, was the Iblix Madison Grade School. There was trouble afoot there today. Many of the kids were involved in strange cults, and their parents and teachers at this point knew nothing of it. The Santa Claus cult was the biggest underground force in grade school. This cult rejected Jesus as a narc for parents and embraced Kris Kringle as the true God. He would free the children from the joyless world adults want to impose on them. The high masters of the Santa cult could summon elves for a limited time to do their bidding. Young Jim did this ritual on the playground with 9 cultists circling and chanting around him. At the climax of the ritual, Cheesy Robbins stepped forwards as Jim held a mistletoe over his head. They kissed long and hard while the 8 remaining cultists circled as fast as they could, and behold, a light dusting of snow fell on the revelers, and an elf appeared in front of Jim. The elf was 3 foot tall, dressed in a bright green cloak with long pointy boots of matching color, curly blonde hair spilling over its shoulders, with long, long, well-groomed red beard under its impish smile.